I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old at home. And this is one of the years that we decided to let both of them be a lot more involved in the decorating of our Christmas tree. Short story, I'll be asking Santa for more super glue. Our daughter was very excited, and she's 2, and she grabbed one of the little pieces. It actually is a cute little, in a way, if you look at each individual ornament, it's a nativity set. There's a Mary and Joseph, and 3 little wise ones, and a little shepherd. And the little wise one, who wears green, is carrying a little box. I don't know, gold, frankincense, myrrh, take your pick. She was so excited, she grabbed it and turned, and it just kept going, even though her hands did not. And his little head just broke right off his little body. And unlike all my other ornaments, the little plastic ones from Hallmark, this one was a little ceramic one. It doesn't glue back together. I tried. Oh, did I try. I tried caulk. I tried super glue. I tried putting a little pin inside to maybe hold it back together. Turns out, it is not going back together. And as I sat there holding this beautiful little memory in my hands in pieces, I was reminded of my dear friend, Reverend Eric Strader, who told me a story a few Christmases ago as I was going through some hard moments. And he reflected on his grandma and the year he was helping decorate her tree and had that same experience. He dropped one of her ornaments and was just terrified. And he says she looked at the pieces and picked them up and she said, "I need you to go get that little gold box over by the rest of the ornaments." And he goes over and he gets it and he brings it there. He's never really seen this box before. And she takes the lid off and inside are nothing but pieces. And she says, "This is the broken ornament box." He said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, sometimes things break, but they still carry our memories. And in fact, not only do I remember where this ornament came from, but now I'll remember this moment when you helped me decorate the tree. And so we put it in there. And the next time something breaks, we'll open it up and we'll put one of the new broken ones in there along with it. And we remember these little moments. And we'll remember that just because it's broken doesn't mean the memory isn't still there." And I thought about that story as I sat there with those little pieces in my hand, trying to keep my heart from turning to anger or frustration, and instead recognizing that things break. Things that we thought would be one way sometimes turn out a different way. Things we don't want to let go of sometimes elude our grasp. And so here we are, gathered together to share in what is the most common of all human experiences, grief. Yours may be for the loss of a loved one or a friend, but grief doesn't come from death alone. It comes from all kinds of loss: the loss of a dream, the loss of a hope, the loss of a plan, the loss of an opportunity, the loss of a friendship. We grieve these things. But tonight is about all of those moments tied together. Because tonight's about the promise of life. That is what Advent is all about: the promise of life. For those of us who are grieving one who no longer is physically present, we see the promise of life eternal in the coming of one who will conquer death. We also see a life lived filled with healing and hope. It's our invitation. But much like Mary on a journey, much like shepherds making their way from the field, much like the wise ones who easily were there by the time he was 3, we're talking years of waiting. Just because the hope has been promised doesn't mean we've fully experienced it yet. But that doesn't mean we walk away. In fact, we keep walking toward, making that journey, seeking the light and the hope. That life that will arrive in that manger in Bethlehem is a human life. I've been reflecting on the idea of incarnation, of God becoming human. One of my friends pointed out to me, we can often spend a lot of time getting so excited that Jesus was God that we forget to remember that God was Jesus. Here is the divine, the ultimate existence, coming to know our lives. In fact, everyone in the story knew loss and knew pain. Joseph had this vision of what his wedding would be like and what it would be like to start a family with his fiance, and well, that all changed. It didn't come together the way he thought it would. Mary suddenly was shunned, an outcast, dealing with things no one could understand. And would come to know the loss of her son. Standing, weeping, crying out. And Jesus too would know pain. God in the flesh would cry at the death of a dear friend, would watch those he thought he knew and loved betray him. There was brokenness in Christ's life. God arriving in the manger wasn't so that God could experience perfection. It was so that God could experience the brokenness. And yet say, grab that little box, because we'll treasure these moments. And so when Jesus took the bread at a table with his friends and broke it and said, "This is my life broken for you," we know what that means. We know what it can feel like to be broken. But instead of trying to avoid it and instead of trying to gloss over it, instead of trying to say, "Oh, it's all going to be fine, I promise," Jesus sat there with the pieces and said, "This matters and it carries meaning." There is wholeness even in the brokenness. And then he took the cup, he gave thanks and blessed it and said, "This is my life and my love poured out for you and for everyone. There is nothing that can separate you from God's love, not in life and not in death." I promise sometimes we need to be reminded of for ourselves when we feel we have fallen short. Promise we need to be reminded of when our loved ones are no longer present, and we need to be reminded that they live on in God's love and care. And Jesus said, "I want you to remember me. I want you to remember my life and to know it." Oh, Holy One, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. In this brokenness, may we find wholeness. May we come to know your life and love in such a way that we might recognize your presence in our midst. We cry out for Emmanuel, God with us. Be with us in this moment. And each and every one of the moments where we can feel so alone, be with us in a way that stirs hope in our hearts. For peace is not the absence of storms, but our ability to get through them. Give us the courage to continue to live with hope. We pray all these things in Christ's name, who showed us how to live and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.